to the Cosmos Club for November 2023. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are. My name's Ajay and this is a podcast, a musical podcast that I do every month with great, great pleasure, bringing you a ton of great music. Well, I think it's great anyway, and I hope you listeners dig it too. Kicked off with Ikenga, Superstars of Africa, with the track Noa'enwe Ene, and this is taken off the same self-titled album, Ikenga Superstars of Africa, and released in 1981, group from Nigeria, and I picked this up last week in Utrecht when I attended Le Guess Who Festival, the ever wonderful Le Guess Who Festival, 4 days of musical magic, and a place that brings and gathers people from all over the world who really, really love adventurous music, and you can really feel the love at all in all the concert rooms in the city all around. And as is tradition, I go down there every year to the festival. And I usually end up going record shopping there. And I picked up this particular LP in Dig It Records, a really, really fine store in town. And I picked this and a whole bunch of other records up there. So basically, today's show is going to be records that I've picked up over the last month or two. I just did a tour of the USA with my musical act Budgeon Boy, which is a solo thing I do, and I went all around the USA, and picked up a whole bunch of records everywhere, and I'm gonna basically share a whole bunch of brand new music and old music and records that I picked up along the way, and play those for you today. So strap in and enjoy the ride.
The Amber Lady, seated at her harpsichord in velvet, room of
love.
shall reign. In your head.
Professor, please. I would like to speak a few words on temperance. That's fine. Keep it down there. Ladies and gentlemen, down with rum. Ever since the beginning of time, there has been a drink problem. Quite a problem. Even a greater problem now. It's so scarce. Throughout the Middle Ages, the use of liquor was universal. And drunkenness was so common, it was unnoticed. They called it the Middle Ages. Because no one was able to walk home unless they were between two other fellows. I was usually the middle guy. But through the years, enlightenment came, and with it, the control of spiritus fermenti. And controlling spiritus fermenti is tougher than tying a hair ribbon on a bolt of lightning. That's a good simile. The first instance of federal authority in this country was when George Washington put down the Whiskey Rebellion in Pennsylvania. I imagine George put down a little of the vile stuff too. There was a fellow that really lived. What a guy, what a man. Now, before I go any further, please do not labor under the misconception that I always have been a teetotaler. No. In my younger days, I was prone to take a nip. I chortle now at the former weakness in my otherwise strong character. But how well I remember my first encounter with a devil's brew. Devil's brew. I happened to stumble across a case of bourbon, and I went right on stumbling for several days thereafter. Of course, now, I touch nothing stronger than buttermilk. 90-proof buttermilk. I look on my days of revelry with scorn and reproachment, and shudder when I recall going to the corner saloon, tugging at my daddy's coattails, and saying, "Father, dear father, come home with me now, and bring a jug with you." However, I came from a very illustrious family. My great-grandfather was a friend of Benjamin Franklin's. In fact, my great-grandfather would have discovered electricity, but he was too poor to buy a kite. He had to go out and hire one. I have a picture of him at home, standing in front of the town tavern. He was hiring a kite, much higher. Wonderful man, grandfather. They called him the atomic bomb. Bomb, B-U-M. Bomb. Now many of you are giggling and scoffing and saying that I have given up strong drink only because the stuff is so hard to get nowadays. But you are in error. My basement is loaded, as I was. Friends, my heart bleeds when I think that right at this moment, throughout our fair land, thousands of misguided souls are hitting the bottle. Yes, they are consuming rivers of highballs, lakes of cocktails, and oceans of distilled damnation. I think I'll slip on my bathing suit. Yes, liquid death and distilled damnation. That's what they are a-swillin' and a-guzzlin'. A pickpocket I once converted told me they have a school in Chicago. Ill, short for Illinois. A pocket-picking school. I'll have to go out and get one for this cold of mine. And the beginning rule they teach is no stimulants. They have to keep their heads clear and their fingers nimble. My friends, you set a bucket of beer in front of a pig, and he'll grunt and walk away. So should you. Or would you rather be a duck? Remember, the joys of alcohol are fleeting, and the toll is terrible. Back in my rummy days, I would tremble and shake for hours upon arising. It was the only exercise I ever got. A man who overindulges lives in a dream. He becomes conceited. He thinks the whole world revolves around him. And it usually does. So, friends, my advice to you is to abstain. Break all the bottles in your possession. Now, don't say you can't swear off drinking. It's easy. I've done it 1,000 times. One must be careful in making resolutions, particularly New Year's resolutions. The trouble lies in the fact that most of us are inclined to put off resolutions until 11 a.m. New Year's morning. This is a bad time to think of reform. Remorse runs rampant at such times, and we're liable to consign ourselves to all sorts of extravagant penances, such as hieing ourselves to monasteries in Tibet or Afghanistan, or to spending our remaining days in Azusa, Cucamonga, or Lompoc. I myself was a victim of the 11 a.m. menace several years ago. The evening preceding January the 1st, I was invited to a party by a couple who intended to get married, which they did, but not to each other. I awoke New Year's Day to find a full-grown goat in bed beside me. Worse than that, my head felt as though a manhole cover were resting on it. Imagine my surprise when I reached up and found out there was a manhole cover resting on my head. Right then and there, I swore that I would never again poison my system with maraschino cherries. 2 weeks later, I slipped and had another. But you must believe me when I say I thought it was a seedless grape. I washed it down with some snake bite remedy, which I always keep handy. Only, however, after first being bitten by a snake, which I also keep handy. Those who overindulge in strong drink always have serpents handy. In fact, some hapless souls are burdened with them as constant companions. In my time, I can remember the company of many assorted reptiles. In addition to pink elephants with lavender dots, a bright blue ostrich with a mixmaster for a tail, and a chartreuse octopus that taught me to samba, or samba, as we say over home. A thief broke into my house one night and stole my octopus. He cut his tentacles off and used them for non-skid automobile tires. A cruel thing to do. I wish I had thought of it. In closing, I would like to offer my favorite recipe to take the place of intoxicants. It's real thirst quencher. It's called the raspberry freeze, known in England as the raspberry freeze. Take 1 cup of pineapple juice, 2 cups of raspberry juice, raspberry juice, mind you, if you're in Europe, 1 cup of black tea, 3 cups of water, and 2 egg whites. Freeze until half stiff. Well, when you're half stiff, everything is all right. I thank you.
Hey, welcome back there, folks, and extended little set there of some lovely stuff there, actually. Yeah, really enjoyed that. We started that with Pearls Before Swine. The track was called Ballad to an Amber Lady, taken from their album One Nation Underground. This was released on ESP Disc. I'm just going to reach down for the record hole. Back in, let's have a look. Does it say, give me any information here? There's actually a lot of information here. 1967, and I picked this up in the USA on tour. I think down in Athens, Georgia, couple of great record stores down there, and piled through some stuff, picked this out, didn't know what it was, stuck the needle on the record at the listening booth and instantly fell in love with it. Pearls Before Swine. And this features Tom Rapp on guitars, Wayne Harley, Lane Lederer, and Roger Chrissinger. And lead vocals have been taken up by Tom Harp, Wayne Harley, and the Swine Chorus. So really beautiful stuff, this. Very folky. And there's kind of more noisier stuff on here as well, but I really wanted to play that track for you. Lovely stuff there. After that, we jumped into something absolutely brand spanking new. And this is a track taken from an album recorded by Deb Googe, bass player extraordinaire, primarily active with My Bloody Valentine, is the group that she is mostly associated with, and of course she's ventured out to play with other acts over the years, as MBV are not the most active group in the world, as you may know. And she's just about to release a solo album, which I think is coming out today, Friday the 17th of November. And I listened to the tracks from this record, and it's an absolutely stunning debut all around. Really, really is. Really beautiful atmospheric tracks in there. Maybe ambient, maybe, could be the word to use. It could also say dream poppy kind of references, if I had to stick any down. I don't know, a bit of Cocteau Twins, a bit of heavy electronica, lots of lovely piano motif songs in there, and she actually does sing on a song, and her voice is lovely. So that track we listened to was called Slither, and as part of the release of the album, she's actually going on tour, and she's going to be playing in November 2023, starting on the 19th in Darmstadt in Germany, 20th in Cologne, 21st in Amsterdam at Butcher's Tears. I will definitely be at the front for that one. 23rd in Berlin, 24th in Hamburg, 25th Mulheim an der Ruhr, 26th in Arlon in Belgium, and she finishes it all off on the 30th of November in London at the Lexington. So do go and see her, and please do buy her album, Deb Googe, under the name Dagoogie. After that, we'll listen to something brand new, which will shortly be released on the More Records label. That was Andreas Girth and Karl Osterhelt with a track called Abdication, taken from their forthcoming Music for Unknown Rituals LP. Really beautiful collection of tracks on that. Andreas Eno, having worked with him in the past when he was with Tyne and Tickle Trio, very, very talented man. Thereafter, we listen to the inimitable W.C. Fields, the uncensored W.C. Fields. The track we listened to was Temperance Speech, and this is taken from a triple album box set, the Murray Hill Radio Theatre Presents W.C. Fields. Picked this up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It's completely sealed, and three records, all of him doing his solo stuff. Genius at work all round, and it is an absolute treasure chest of golden W.C. Fieldisms all round. The man was way ahead of his time, I think, and if you listen back to some of his stuff now, he is so funny. Not just funny, but very, very clever as well in the way he formulates his jokes and his one-liners, etc., etc. So, yeah, the great W.C. Fields. Let's move on.
Yeah. Sing Revelation song, you understand? Sing Revelation song, oh Lord.
You try to run and there will be no way to run.
The example, I'm gonna pick from the Babylon.
There will be no way to
The example, I'm gonna show you the Babylon. Man, you know how them wicked. Then if them get you with that flame. Say it, them get you with a lick of spleen. Them want come lick you with them long whip. Them want come lick you with your long whip. And put you in a jail house. I make you catch crab laws. I make you catch crab laws. Let me chant Revelation sound. Not the dread chant Revelation sound. Chant Revelation.
Father, blessed be the child that have his own. Let say be the time that I be zone, you know. Some say when they go to Rome, you got to do like the Roman soldier does. And let me tell you, love I said, love I people, love me Adrian and sister. You tell me, love me brother, love me sister, I love me a dealing. Put a little love in the neighborhood. Drop a little love in the neighborhood. We are gonna really drop a little love. Give them little love. I love me, I deal with L-O-V-E, love.
Thank you. said, Jah no dread, my people.
Deep, 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 and deeper. Such good stuff there. Really tremendous. I really enjoyed that. And I'll just let you know what I played. There's been a 2-volume issue of Linville Thompson and Friends released. Linville Thompson and Friends and the Revolutionaries, Vocals, DJs, and Dubs, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Collection of some great cuts, Linville Thompson Productions, all recorded at Channel One, with the Revolutionaries, of course, as the house band in there, cranking up the drum and bass and all the other instrumentation. And features Ranking Dread, Big Joe, Dawn and Christine, Linville Thompson, of course, and Revolutionaries, which featured the great Sly and Robbie. And Trinity as well. You know, a whole bunch of great, great, great cuts which were put down at Channel One and Linville Thompson at the controls there. I can't recommend these two albums enough. I mean, it's just pure gold. Beautiful, beautiful sounds. And it's all out on Thompson Sound Records. 2-volume set of tracks, and please do go and check it out. And what did I play? Well, I'll tell you, I played Linville Thompson, Dreader Than Dread, and then followed it up with Ranking Dread with his version, Natty on the Rock. And then we switched to Volume 2 and I played Eternity with Freedom Style, and then followed that up with the Revolutionaries with the dub of that, with the Rootsman dub. Tremendous stuff. And thereafter, listen to the one and only Augustus Pablo, Off Course. And this has taken off another essential release, which just came out, called Roots, Rockers and Dub, double LP, put together by Devin Horowitz and Addis Pablo, Augustus's son. Double LP of great stuff, which, you know, okay, you may know most of the stuff, but there are some... It's always great to hear those again, and they've chucked in some unreleased stuff in here as well. Essential, I mean, for any dreadhead out there who loves jar music, these records need to be in your collection. So the two tracks I played from Pablo were Tipitone Blues and Jar Dread, which is the 7-inch version, the B-side version. Essential. All round. What's been going on? Well, you know, the USA tour, been still kind of living it and breathing it and remembering it, and that's been giving me a ton of energy. Ended up doing 3 weeks in the USA, all the way from the north, like Connecticut, Western Massachusetts, down to upstate New York, a couple of shows in New York, and then, you know, toodled all the way down to Texas. So 20 shows in 22 days. It was an incredible experience. And the shows, I thought, just got better and better and better. I kept finding myself, finding my space, finding myself in the whole scheme of things in terms of playing and where I wanted to go with my music. And I really kind of entered the last two-thirds of that tour with a very open mind each evening when I picked up the guitar and pressed the pedals down. I just let myself go and went on some amazing, amazing sonic journeys on there. Had the pleasure and privilege of sharing the stage with so many great other acts and musicians. People whose music really made me very, very happy, and musicians who really inspired me. And I got to collaborate with a bunch of people along on the tour. Many of the groups that I was playing alongside or solo musicians, I would sometimes, very often, ask them to join me for either a song or two, or maybe a whole set. And that was a really wonderful life-enhancing experience as well. And whilst I was out there, I recorded a couple of radio sessions and interviews for WFMU and WGXC, and those songs will see the light of day next year, hopefully on vinyl, as on Cardinal Fuzz and Feeding Tube Records. And the reaction to the shows and the radio shows, etc., were incredibly positive. So yeah, I would love to go back to the States at some stage in the future and, you know, maybe do the West Coast or something. And I also ended up recording an LP, or recording an album out there, which will hopefully come out on an LP next year. Those recorded with the two cats from Double Wig, Scott Verastro and Clint Takeda, two cats who both played in Bardo Pond and have been involved in so many other projects from their home base in Philadelphia. But we ended up in a studio in Richmond, Virginia, and had an all-night session of basically playing and recording and laying down some great, great stuff. So that will hopefully see the light of day next year. Took one day off specifically to go into Mississippi and follow the blues trail and visit the graves of some of my blues heroes and visit towns and that have some association with the blues from the past, and just soak up the atmosphere and soak up the everyday living and countryside and food and people in that amazing state. And it was one of the most wonderful days of my life. I got to visit the graves of Mississippi Fred McDowell, Mississippi John Hurt,